Hello there. Good day. So welcome to Epignosis broadcast again. My name is Praise Adeyemi as usual, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Epignosis. Epignosis is the Greek word for true and precise and accurate knowledge of God's word. So here every week I teach on God's word every single week right at this place. So today I'm going to be sharing on this episode the potency of God's word. We're going to be looking at the potency of God's word. We're going to be looking at how important and how effective God's word is. God's word is not just a language that many of us just say. It's not just a term, not just a terminology. God's word is something that is absolutely powerful when understood. When you understand God's word, it becomes power for you. God's words in your mouth is power for you. It becomes powerful when God speaks. Hallelujah. Praise God. It becomes powerful when God speaks. As the Lord speaks to you, then at that point, the word comes on your lips. Now that word is powerful. That word can change you. That word can change lives around you. So never doubt what God has placed in your hands. That word of God, the word that God has spoken to you, is your answer to every situation of your life. Every situation that you have is only there pending the time that you have the word of God to change it. Remember, there was deep darkness, gross darkness covered the earth, and then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The word of God at that point communicated light. Hallelujah. The word of God communicated light, and immediately light began to shine where darkness once ruled. So in whatever area of your life you're experiencing darkness, light can shine in that area, and the light that will shine is by the word of God. God's word is the transformation that your life requires. Sometimes you don't need so much. Sometimes it's just a little calm that Peter heard, that Jesus said, I don't even remember the story, but Peter, you know, saw Jesus walking on the water one day, and then, you know, you could imagine Jesus on that water. He was just walking. He was walking like a king, you know. No one ever done that before. No one has ever tried to walk on water before. No one has ever tried to do such a thing before. But then we see a man of flesh and blood walking on water. Why isn't he drowning? Why is it that even though the winds are blowing, the tough seas, remember, there wasn't electricity that time, so it was probably pure darkness. But then Jesus walking on the water, that was scary. But that was so cool at the same time. And then Peter saw Jesus and then said, "If it is you, bid me come." Now, Peter was a fisherman, so of course he knew the dynamics of water. He knew that, of course, you don't walk on water. You swim in water. You don't walk on water. You can't even swim on. You have to swim in, right? So you can't, it's not possible for you to stay on the water. So Peter said to Jesus, "If this is you, bid me come." And what was Jesus' response? Jesus' response was, "Come." Now, Peter wasn't just walking on water. Peter was walking based on God's word. Peter did, you would think Peter walked on water. No, Peter walked on the words of God. The words of Jesus were the precise and accurate words. The words of Jesus, were the precise and accurate words that Peter walked on. It wasn't the water. It wasn't the circumstance. It wasn't the situation. Peter walked on the water because Jesus had come. So likewise also for you. What area of your life are you facing that difficulty, that situation? The word of God to you at that point in that season of your life is God's answer. Remember last episode I was sharing on God's wisdom in situations of your life. God's wisdom for every situation, his instruction. What the Lord has given as an instruction is his wisdom for you. And also his word is potent, his word is alive. Glory to God. The same word he spoke 2,000 years ago about by his stripes you are healed is still the same word that he uses many today. That same word. I remember when I was struggling, you know,
with a lot of addictions and the rest. And then I was still a young Christian and the likes, still a young guy, really. But at that time, I remember I was just thinking of what could get me free from this. And then all of a sudden, the book of Romans 6:14 just opened up to me. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are no longer under sin, you're no longer under death, but you have been offered unto grace. So at that point, I thought to myself that, you know what, if this is what God has said, then I'm going to hold on to it. You mean I'm no longer, sin no longer has dominion over me? Sin no longer has dominion over me. So that became my reality. And I began to walk on that word. Now, there's something about, it's not just about knowing the word. It's also about walking on the word. Because many people can claim that they know the word, but only those who actually walk on the word get the results of the word. Now, Romans 6:14 was my word at that point in time. It says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but you are under grace. So that's what worked for me. And I could still work for you. If you're under any bondage of the enemy, maybe any sin, whatever, and you're trying to fight away from it, it's not by your physical strength. I've seen a man who said, you know, I heard of a story of a man who, you know, at a point he was struggling from sin, and then, you know, he was a very notable lawmaker. At that time, he was a very, very known lawmaker. He was a very popular one. But, you know, this man that everyone had in noble esteem would go back to his house and whip himself at the back. Now, throughout this man's lifetime, he kept a journal, right? He kept a journal, like many of us keep diaries. He kept a journal. And in this journal, he documented his thoughts. He documented his patterns of thoughts. He documented his patterns of thinking, right? And then, in all this thinking, he would have times when he would say, there are some things that I'm doing that I don't want to do, and I will never do them. And then this man will say, I will not do this. 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 And then the next day he will write in his journal, one day has passed and I didn't do this. The next day he will write, second day has passed, I didn't do this. The third day he will write, third day has passed, I didn't do this again. The fourth day, it has passed, I didn't do this. The fifth day, he will say, finally, I have overcome. And the sixth day, you hear him say, oh, he's back again. I've done it again. And then this man will remove his clothes, get a whip, and begin to whip himself at the back. Now, this is to show you that when we don't use the word, we encounter difficulties. When we don't act on the word, we encounter situations. And this man did all that to the point of death without realizing that he already had dominion. You see, something I believe we need to understand as new creation believers, we believe in, you know, the truth of who we are in Christ Jesus, our identity. I believe so, and I teach it also, right? Our in Christ realities, as much as we hear and we listen to these things, we should also understand that there is a point where we lambano, where we take hold of these things. It's not just about knowing, it's also about walking with it. Also about walking with it, Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be our God who has blessed us with all blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, this is a word that God has said unto us, but we need to receive it. We need to take it. We need to take that word, and it has to become our reality. Until that happens, that word is just logos. It's just the written word. But until the time we begin to walk on it, when it becomes a revelation in our hearts, when it becomes a stirring up in our hearts, when it comes to a point where we can never do without it, and we are always quick to remember it, it becomes our point of reference. We have absolute conviction upon it. Listen, conviction in God's word means that you are doing God's word. To show that you are convinced about what God has said concerning something is to do what he has said. God told Moses, stretch your staff. It wasn't wise to do. It wasn't the best thing to do. But Moses was found stretching his staff. It wasn't because he knew what was going to happen. Moses did not know. But because God has said, because it is what God has said, then Moses stretched the staff, and immediately the staff became a serpent. And then the other magicians who did theirs, and then the serpent of Moses by his staff swallowed the others. Again, the children of Israel were encountered by a storm, right? So they encountered the Red Sea, the Egyptians at them behind them, and the Red Sea right in front of them. And then God told Moses to stretch his staff against the Red Sea. It was stupid. It didn't sound wise. But then that's how the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men will have said, build a boat. Build a boat. Or the wisdom of men would have said, you know, I'm going to design an airplane. I'm going to transfer everybody. How do you transfer 77,000 people over the sea before the people who are coming come to kill them? It is literally impossible. It is scientifically impossible to cross the sea, to cross that Red Sea with that number of people. But then the foolishness of God, what could be termed foolish, as the sea parting together, would be termed foolish. But that was what Moses did. He followed the foolishness of God over the wisdom of men. Now, people would have said, what if it closes behind us? Like, what if the water closes behind us? Yes, God had a plan. But his plan wasn't to close the waters when the Egyptians were there. It was his plan to close it after. Not when the Israelites were there, right? But it was his plan to close it when the Egyptians, when Pharaoh and his agents were coming. And at that point, it closed. So, I have a lot to share in this episode about the potency of gospel. I can keep sharing a lot of testimonies here and there. You know, there was a time when I was trusting God. I was in deep financial mess. When I say deep financial mess, I mean deep financial mess. I was trusting God every single day for finances. It was literally like I was struggling to eat every day. In fact, as though my feeding was to wait upon the Lord. There were times where I turned my feeding in my days into fasting, not necessarily because I wanted to fast, but actually because there was no food, so I fasted. Well, it wasn't about fast anyway, but there was no food. So it was literally I just fasted because there was no food. And I remember there were days where I would have to just depend on the Lord. There were days where I saw a literal manifestation of God's provision. I mean, when God sent manna to the Israelites, it's not just usually like God says manna too. If you're a child of God, God provides. And I remember in those days I would sing songs like Jireh, You're Enough by Maverick City, and after singing I'll just stare up and I'll be looking around and wondering, where is the food coming from? Have you been in such a situation where you don't know where help is coming from again? Look at God's word. God's word is potent. God's word is sure. If he has said it, then he would do it. At that time, he was telling me that he is my provider. He is going to give me provision. At that point, I wasn't sure. I was like every other human being. I wasn't sure. I was trying to look at what to do. I wasn't sure what to do. But then the Lord himself established himself in my life. He gave me his word. He gave me his word. And today, glory to God. Today, I'm basking in that abundance. I'm basking in his glory. Why? Because he alone is worthy of praise. Now, I remember, like I said, I was in a point where his word didn't make sense. How can you say you are my provider when I can't see something physically? How could you say that? Maybe you're at that point in your life to where you're not sure what God is going to do. You're not sure. Your own may not be in your finances. Yours may be in your relationship. And you are wondering, what will God do? I want you to see something now. John chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God cannot be separated from His word. His word and Himself are the same. So the more you have God's word over your life, the more the effect of God is over your life. I remember I wrote something one time. I said, God's word said God's way would never lack God's result. What you say of God, or let me just put it that way, God's word said would get God's result. When you speak like God, now remember, Jesus died. Jesus is the word of God. If you were to remember, if you were to let's say John chapter 1 verse 2 says, He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was nothing that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Glory to God. So Jesus is the light of men. Jesus is the word of God. If Jesus is the word of God, and today Jesus lives in us, hallelujah, then we carry the word of God on our lips. We carry the word of God on our inside. So what do? We speak it out. We speak it out. By His stripes you are healed. We decree healing. I remember in 2015, I used to get very sick every year. At least once a year, you know, sometimes people will tell you that, you know, as AA or as whatever blood group or blood whatever that you have, a lot of people will tell you that, you know, at certain times in your life, you're expecting sickness. I don't know if anybody can relate with this, but at certain points in your life, you're expecting sickness. Be expecting that sickness will come. Be expecting that this will come. Be expecting that this will happen. AA used to have malaria. SS, you know, everybody had different explanations for this. So I had that mindset too, that, you know, this is me, and this is what I can do. This is what I am. But then shortly after attending the conference, remember it was Healing Beyond Conference or Beyond Healing Conference. I remember in Agoyewoye, and there, the person who ministered, he said something about healing. He said God's desire is not healing. You know, when he said that, I stumbled at some point and wondered, what could this mortal man be saying to us? How can you say God does not ultimately like healing? What could be God's ultimate plan? And then he said, God's ultimate plan for you is divine health. And then I thought within myself, that's something. Because divine health means you won't even need to get sick, not the place of getting healed. And that day I believed. I believed in His divine health. And I believed that God's divine healing mandate is upon my life. And then until now, I could literally count how many times. Well, I've broken down based on the fact that I did not rest. I was always working ministry here and there. But one thing had been certain, and that's that I've always enjoyed divine health. It's not just about God's word that you hear. It's about God's word that you put to work. Put God's word to work. It is potent. It is sure. It's everlasting. Put it to work. Put it to work. Put it to work. Listen, our mind is only renewed when we receive God's word and we live in it. Meaning, the Bible says that be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind by the word of God. But you don't renew your mind by the word of God if all you do is just to scan the pages. No, you renew your mind by making it your culture. I remember I was invited to minister somewhere, and then what the person told me to share on was about culture. And I partly perceived that the person was talking about, you know, the Yoruba culture or whatever. But I knew within me that there was only one culture I knew. I'm not Yoruba, I'm not Hausa. I'm of Zion. I am of Zion. I am of Zion. I'm of a city that never falls. I'm of a city that never fails. I'm of a city that's ever flourishing. That's where I'm from. So as people ask me, where are you from? I'm from Zion. It's not a faith walk kind of thing. No, it's a conviction. I'm from Zion.
I'm from Zion. I'm from a land where there's no sorrow. I'm from a land where there's forever peace.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. I'm from Zion. So let the word of the Lord dwell in your heart richly. Richly, not just dwell. Let it dwell in your heart richly by faith, so that he may perform what he has said. Now remember, the word of the Lord spoken will never return back to God void until it has accomplished all that it has been sent to do. Until it has accomplished all that it has been sent to do. God will send his word until it performs everything. His word is ever sure. Once he sends his word, it must happen. It must happen. So the word of God is the power of God. The word of God is God's power. God's power is at work when his word is released. There was darkness upon the earth, and the Lord said, let there be light. And there was light. Listen, there are things that are word activated. They are word activated. They are word activated. What that you may need is just God's word. About your health, about your finances, about your ministry. Sometimes all you need is just God's word. Once God's word is there, everything falls in place. God's word is so good that everything falls in place with his word. Everything all does along to his obedience. Even the plan of the devil follows God. There is a man that can arise as a believer, and that man can alter every affair, every plan of the devil to the plan of God. As a believer, every bad situation still works for your favor. Everything still works for your favor. God is at work in you. When you speak his word, he's at work in you. As you speak his words out, he's at work in you. God is at work in those who speak out the word of the Lord. See how salvation works through the end of the earth. By men saying salvation. As they are preaching salvation, men's hearts are awakened to receive of it. And just all of a sudden, men are getting blessed everywhere. Salvation is flooding everywhere. Because one man decided to pay the price to put God's word on his lips. If God's word believed and confessed, go a long way. So within this week, I want you to confess God's word. Don't just believe it. Confess it. Confess it. Confess it. I am above and not beneath. In my job, I'm above and not beneath. I walk in absolute clarity. I walk in absolute precision. I am able to know what to do, when to do, how to do at all times. I'm not confused. It may look like you're just blabbing, you're just saying something, but something is at work inside of you. Oh, glory to God. In the same way at salvation, we believed in our heart that Jesus was risen from the dead, and we confessed with our mouth. And just like that, something happened in our hearts that we cannot explain to any man. The same way it happens with us, that once we believe what God has said and we confess it out, God begins to work with us. God begins to work with us. Remember, God cannot be separated from his word. They go hand in hand. So when you are speaking out as an oracle, speaking out the word of the Lord, God is speaking with you. God is with you. As you are speaking out those things, possibilities are happening in the spirit. Amen. I'm just going to close with this. John chapter 15 and verse 7. Okay, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, whatever you ask, it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. I hope you can say this now. Whatever you ask, it shall be done unto you. Whatever you ask in faith, it shall be done unto you. Amen. We receive the eternal reward. His blessings are ours. Every single thing a believer would need has been provided for him in the spirit. Every single thing. God knows about where you are right now. God understands it. God sees it. But God is telling you, come up, Ida. see my world and appreciate it. Carry my world like an egg. Carry it and hold on to it. Stick to it. Stick to it. It doesn't matter the situation. Stay on it. Stay on it. Stay on His word. Stay on His word. There are situations left and right. Stay on His word. You're not sure where to go. Stay on His word. His word is your answer. His word is your means of escape. His word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I pray for you? Father, I pray for everyone listening right now. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word is potent for them. Your word is sure enough for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands towards you, wherever you may be listening to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that you've been trusting the Lord for, every single thing that you've been trusting the Lord for, I decree that in a speedy way, they are answered. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the word will be on your lips this week, I decree supernatural results in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Supernatural results in your job, in your ministry, in your family, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In all that pertains to life and godliness is given unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm going to see you next episode. I trust that you've been blessed by this little message. The potency of God's word. God's word is so awesome. It's so powerful. I trust that you've been blessed, and I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you. Amen.